whinging golfers, whinge. Kevin Na, that was the vision and the audio you heard earlier on, looking for his ball, complaining about the length of the rough. Mind you, looks horrendous to me. Paul Gow, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning. Well, I would get lost. I'm that short. I'd get lost in some of the rough there, without a doubt. Kevin Na, yes, he came out early in the week, but he whinges for the world team. Hour and a half to watch 60 minutes in. He could be one of the most painful golfers to watch. So don't be tuning in to watch him, because this will be a long US Open, because the golf course measures, wait for it, 7,078 metres. That is long. And they walk around about the 10Ks during the round. So one big open paddock here at Erin Field. So wait and see. It's going to take a long time. They're predicting five-hour rounds, but I reckon if they lose the balls in the rough and all that sort of stuff, it's going to take closer to six.
Yeah, Erin Hills at Wisconsin, 55 kilometres outside of Milwaukee for the 117th US Open. We had grabs a little bit earlier, Gary, from Adam Scott and from Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day said, usually when you hear guys complain, it's one less guy you have to worry about at the start of the week. I love the way those guys are thinking going into majors.
Yeah, absolutely. And, whinging to the US Open, this golf course and the setup for US Open is run by the USGA, who they govern the rules of golf, but they've got a rule to themselves, and they do some outrageous things. We've seen last year with Dustin Johnson with the rules in the middle of the round.
Yep.
We've seen Dustin Johnson, I keep mentioning him, but, you know, the rough, the sand at one of the courses there a few years back. So they make up their own rules. So, you know, there was a lot of complaints during the week. They cut some of the fescue down. But McIlroy's got it right. There's 60 metres from one edge to the other. Yeah. I remember playing the US Open at Pebble Beach. They were 18 metres wide, the fairways. Mm. I'll tell you what, it was hard to actually get them on the fairways, where this time they've got the opportunity. But a US Open is set up tough, and it's a mental game. It really is how you apply yourself mentally. And Jason Day saying all the right words. Adam Scott hasn't really had the best attitude there this week. He's not too happy with the greens. They're quite undulating. They're a little bit like anyone that's played at the National in Melbourne. They're like that. Like, they've buried some elephants in some different places on some of the greens. And you could see guys have, you know, four and five putts if it gets windy.
Right. So now you're saying Melbourne's like Wisconsin.
No,
55 kilometres west.
You can go and build greens in any part of
I'm
the world.
I'm only joking.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, mate, what's your old buddy up to? Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting one. Everybody's on standby, and I hope all the listeners are on standby, especially if you've backed him, because he's still in the field. He's still got a tee time at 2:20, but he's going to his daughter's graduation in California, hoping that there is a rain delay so he can make his tee time. He's got his caddy out there doing all the yardages, bones, but how damn ridiculous. Yeah, oh, they're playing or you're not. You know, there's an alternate waiting on the tee there. Doesn't know whether to prepare or not to prepare. Mickelson, a fair nickname. Like, he's played 400, you know, majors. If he's going to miss one, so be it. Family comes first. And he's not going to win the US Open, especially with preparation like that. So, sorry to any listeners that backed him, but there's not a chance.
Oh, yeah, and I can't believe that Phil's just thinking about himself in this one, Gowie, which must shock you as well, right?
Yeah, well, but he's thinking of his daughter to go to a graduation, all that sort of stuff. That's really honourable. But then the guy that's trying to prepare for the US Open, he's not doing him any favours. And waiting, everybody, you know, is Phil going to be there? But if Phil doesn't make it, it's the first time in you know, 20-year history that either Tiger or Phil hasn't played a US Open. So that will be interesting. But I think one of the stories for the Aussies this week is obviously Nick Flanagan. You've spoken about him this week. Yep. Aaron Price tweeted this week, the caddies have got a caddy pack, which is the first time I've ever seen it. And what's in the pack is, moisturiser, sun cream, every part, Tiger Balm, everything for sore limbs, because the caddies are lugging around a 25 to 30 kilo bag and they're lugging around a 10K golf course. So the caddies have been given a pack to take care of themselves, and Aaron Price who's caddying for his good mate, and they reversed it this year, and isn't it good to see?
Mate, now I don't know what school you went to or mathematics, how you went, but your roughie is Jason Duffner at $51 at tab.com.au, and your best bet is Alex Noren at $61.
Well, when I looked at the prices, Duffner, obviously the money's come in, especially my cash putting it on Duffner.
Oh.
He was at $67, and Noren was at $61. I stuck with Noren. Anyone can win this tournament. Jimmy's got it right. The person with the best attitude. Notable mentions are definitely Rose and Casey, who are very, very patient golfers. And Alex Noren is just playing at the top of his game. So I like him. You can't leave out, obviously Dustin or Jordan or Jason Day in this circumstance, but. The most patient golfer is going to win this golf tournament. But, I like Duffner. He's playing good. He's a good ball striker. And I think you'll need it around this golf course for sure.
And best hope for the Aussies, you think, Jason Day?
Well, I think Jason Day, he's trending up. He's definitely trending up. But don't forget, you've got Leishman there who likes majors. Wayne Ornes is playing his first major as a golf pro. He's been a pro for like 16, 17 years. And obviously Nick Flanagan in there. And, what a great way to play alongside your mate there, Aaron Price. So I wish them the best of luck. But take a look at the golf course this week. The bunkers, it could be the weirdest bunkers I've ever seen. There's going to be some lies that guys get in bunkers that will make them look silly. So it'll make them look normal.
All right. So not. Alex Noren, $61. Jason Duffner, $51. And quickly, Gowie, best Aussie?
The best Aussie I'll take for Jason Day, but go to tab.com. They've got a great bet on this week. If your player finishes in the top five, but you pick him as a winner, you get your money back. So I took that bet. How good is that?
That's like concession betting in the old days, but down to fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. I'll get my money back.
You're a good man. Let's hope so.